And a good Tuesday morning to you from the Osage Casino Studios in downtown Bartlesville. I'm Garrett Giles. My friends call me the Double G. It is time for a community connection this hour, being brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Joining us in studio this morning is City Councilman Jim Curd. Jim, how are you doing this
morning? Good morning. Glad to be here today.
It's good to have you in here this morning. Obviously, things are beautiful outside, 67 degrees. We're going to get up to 85. Not as hot as it has been.
It's been nice to see some cool weather flow in for a couple of days. We all know what August is like, but it's nice to have a good start like this. Nice cool mornings and nice tolerable afternoons for sure.
Definitely. And a lot of great things happening in the city of Bartlesville. You guys met last night for what seemed like a shorter meeting for you all.
We've had some longer ones in the past. Last night seemed shorter. I mean, it was still an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, but we got took care of the city's business last night, and it's nice to have a meeting where we're not full agenda, but certainly had some important issues last night to discuss.
And one of those big issues that you guys tackled was involving the Bartlesville Municipal Airport. What can you tell us about that?
We certainly did. We've, as everybody knows, and we're getting the news out, the city is going to take over the management of the airport with Phillip 66 deciding not to do that anymore. And we've been very fortunate enough to going to be employing the airport manager, Mike Richardson. He's come aboard. We've got a team of people that have worked on this transfer for many, many months. We had good notice from Phillip, so we've made a lot of progress. And last night was kind of just a tip of the iceberg of some things that we'll be undertaking as we take over the airport. And what we did last night was basically just put together a contract with ConocoPhillips or Phillip 66 to buy gasoline, branded gasoline through them, jet fuel, aviation fuel through them, and we've got to buy inventory. They sell stuff on a consignment, so it's a pretty in-depth contract, but it's a normal operating procedure. Prices are discussed and things like that, so we did get that handled last night, and good to get that kind of on the back burner so we know we've got fuel. We're going to be selling fuel to local aircraft owners pull into Bartlesville. We've got to be able to have a supply of that and a pricing structure to take care of that.
And how would those funds from those fuel cells benefit the city of Bartlesville, if you can elaborate on that?
Well, since we really don't know the operating cost of the airport yet, or anything we can do to offset the operating cost of the airport, that will be a new cost to the city that we haven't had. It's somewhere north of $150,000, $300,000. We're not quite sure. We've about narrowed it down. But so anything we can do to increase sales, increase revenue from the airport, are things we're interested in. And certainly selling aviation fuel and selling more of it than we've sold in the past. The airport's been open to the public, but I think it will be more of a focal point of a public airport now that with P-66 pulling back and opening up a hangar and pulling out of the airport operations business.
And when does the city of Bartlesville anticipate to get the full acquisition of the airport?
I believe we'd said it last night. I think it's the 14th or the 15th of this month, so it's only 2 weeks away. And we'll be the full manager, along with the owner and operator of the airport, and Mike Richardson will come on board that next day of the first day of the contract. He'll be on board to operate the airport for us as our administrator and manager. So we're glad to have him aboard. We got introduced to him last night. Most everybody knows him that's been around Bartlesville, but very fortunate to have him come on board with us.
And what's it feel like to own an airport, I guess?
Well, I mean, you know, since I've been here my whole life, we've never had to operate the airport. But many municipalities do. This isn't rocket science. With our city administration, Mike Bailey, and certainly with Mike Richardson on board, we'll be able to get into the business and operate the airport efficiently, effectively for the community and for the aviation for aviation around the country. I think it's still it's a great airport. It's central to the U.S. It's right here in the middle of the U.S. And it's a great stopover. So we hope to optimize the use of it, although it is a new expenditure for us.
And leading up to you guys' acquisition, full acquisition of it on the 14th or 15th, like you said, in a couple of weeks, have you guys kind of taken an example or talked to other cities on what that kind of looks like?
Surely, we have. And we've got people in town that fly in and out of other airports, and so running the FBO with flight operations is something we're very familiar with. And yes, there's a network of smaller airports around the country that were, in fact, we made a revenue a grant swap with Eufaula Airport last night. So we are in contact with other airports all the time to see, make sure we're operating the airport as it should be operated. But with Mike on board, I feel like we've got one of the best managers around to do that.
And I think Micah Seymour's talked about some improvements to the airport in the next year or so. What are those?
Well, we've got you can get about $150,000 a year from the federal government for improvements to small regional airports, and you can group them together over 2 or 3 years. So we have nearly $500,000. We needed to spend $117,000 by September this year. We weren't. And after now, we're going to take over the operations. We felt like there were some other opportunities to direct that money elsewhere. That P66 thought we should do some things, and they would have been good to do, but since we're going to move the operations, flight operations, to another building, we felt like we'd like to use that money elsewhere. We didn't want to lose it, so we basically traded the grant swap with Eufaula, and we'll get the same revenue back from them next year and then be able to group a couple of years together to make some airport improvements to the FOP, the flight operations of the airport that we have today. So it worked out really well, and we're going to increase the pad area where airplanes can pull up. We're going to increase do some remodeling in the building inside. So we've got several really good projects to do now that we're in control of the airport.
For people that are new to the news about the airport, is there anything else that they should know about it?
Just open for business, you know, and yes, if you'd like, we'd love people, we love them to drive in and stay here, but you can fly your airport in here, and if you're just stopping over, you can buy gas here and see the beautiful community. But if you want to stay and visit the community, we'll be able to use that as another avenue to increase tourism and visitors to Bartlesville. Great asset to have in the community.
Well, I might have to look into aviation now and get a plane of my own.
Right. Well, you just have to talk to Mr. Potter about that. Maybe you can come up with some idea on that.
Kevin, so, do you think you could get me a plane?
Yeah. Other than that, last night we just were able to speak with and honor and decorate several of our local police officers who, in the normal course of business, I think our mayor said it pretty good. They go out and hopefully they have a pretty quiet day, but things pop up. And in each of these cases, these four officers, they reacted heroically to save the life of another officer and to save the life of a citizen. We're blessed and thankful to have these young men and women show up every day and do the job they do every day. It's a very difficult, trying job. Our safety services here, our fire department and our police department, day in and day out, do a tremendous service to our community.
And of course, we do have a tremendous police department here in the city of Bartlesville, and you know, a nation that's kind of seen law enforcement kind of fall under attack. It's been great to have chief roles and the examples that they have there at the Bartlesville Police Department.
Yes, I really think he's done a good job in outreach to the community. It is a new day and age. It's communication needs to be better between the police department and our citizens, and he's opened a lot of doors for those conversations. They're difficult conversations sometimes, but they're necessary to hear, and gives him a good view of what we can do and do better, and how we can train and protect our officers better when they go out into the field, because we're working harder on training our officers better so they're better prepared to deal with situations, and working hard to communicate with the public and expose ourselves to the public to understand their needs in the community so we can be a better service to them.
And a prime example of that was last Thursday's town hall at Bartlesville City Hall downtown.
Yes, very good town hall meeting. Allows for people to come and just bring their opinion to the police department, and what a better way to do that than just sit in a calm and a civil forum and voice your opinion, what we need to do, what we're doing good, and what we could do better. And we had a very good cordial conversation. Billy was there, our city councilman and councilwoman, and she was there, and she was very appreciative of how the meeting went and the decorum that was conducted at the meeting. She was very pleased with it. So that's a great example. I was driving by Tower Center the other day, and they had the canine unit out, and there must have been 50 or 60 kids there being introduced to the canine dog and getting to meet police officers. Another great program. And then Chief Rolls has done a great job.
And of course, Chief Rolls partnered with the Westside Community Center. That's becoming a great relationship there, and they did traffic enforcement and what to expect for that. That was a great thing that they've done. And of course, coming up at the Tower Center, like you were mentioning, they have the 9/11 remembrance leading into the Back to the Blue Rally, which will be held at the Bartlesville Police Department.
Back to the Blue Rally is coming up, and you had the date on that September...
September 11th.
September 11th, yes. So that's going to be a great rally to have, and we've had that memorial for the 9/11 victims for several years now. It's a great service that we conduct in front of the police and fire station down there, so look forward to that event in September.
And going back to the Tower Center at Unity Square, obviously a lot of great things have happened since that opened last summer. It's hard to believe it's been a year now.
Yes.
For sure, because you guys put a lot of hard work into it with the Tower Green Design Committee.
Yes.
And we have the Sizzling Summer Series, which is not quite done yet. It has a couple more events, including one this Friday.
This Friday. And you had the name of the band was the...
It's Zodiac is performing. The event is titled Salsa North of Tulsa.
Yes, yes. And so that's coming up this Friday. This will be our, we have one more after this. Mm-hmm. Val Callaghan has done just an outstanding job at the community center conducting these series. And the daily use of the park increases every day between yoga classes and just casual use. But the events are there. The Price Tower has made some remodeling changes, moved some of their dining services downstairs in their closer proximity to it. So on a daily basis, the Tower Center continues to grow within the community for use and enjoyment among the community. So our city administration has a great deal to be proud of for getting that done as the city councilman. It's been a great project for the community.
And how could you not pass, or why would you pass up free salsa on at the Tower Center at Unity Square? That's amazing.
I mean,
salsa
come on.
Dancing, taco,
yeah.
You know?
Tacos and chips and salsa, come on. I mean, that's a pretty good evening in Tulsa. And the weather should be more favorable than it's been in the past in terms of heat. So it looks like it's going to be a fun evening, really fun evening.
Definitely. That 115, 90 degrees is going to be absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
Mr. Kurt, is there anything else that's happening in the city of Bartlesville you'd like the folks to know about?
No, I just, I think every day we just, we're blessed. We have a great city council. Our mayor is doing, I believe, a great job, and our city administration is a good job. We've moved a lot of things forward. We do have the school bond issue coming up August 10th. Early voting starts this week, Thursday and Friday. It might even be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but it's Thursday and Friday. And that early voting is now in the city administration building in the council chamber. So urge all citizens to get out and vote and participate in that election. It's there's a lot of good improvements on the ballot for the school district.
I will say that the early voting is Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
I believe it's 8 to 6.
Very good.
But yes, they'll be in the council chambers, like you mentioned,
yes,
of City Hall. They have a great office on the
yes,
fourth floor of City Hall. I would, if you haven't been, I would encourage you to go take a visit of it. It's
yeah,
gorgeous. The staff is always very friendly with
yes,
the Washington County.
Yes, we rented them some additional space up there, too, so it's mm-hmm, going to work out well. It's very... It wasn't inefficient at the courthouse, but it seems to be more efficient at the city administration building. Come in one door, go out the back. It works very well. So I appreciate the Washington County Election Board and all the work they do putting the elections together like they do. They're very efficient.
And it has opened the door for Washington County, too, to create more space for their courtrooms over there as
yes,
well. So it's been a great move by both parties,
yep,
with the city of Bartlesville
yep,
and Washington
yeah,
County.
Our governments work well together between Washington County and the city of Bartlesville. We've are fortunate to have a good relationship with all the councilors, as commissioners, as we would expect. But yes, we have a good working relationship with them, and glad to help them out in this particular case.
This has been a Community Connection with City Councilman Jim Curd with the city of Bartlesville. Community Connection this hour was brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. It's 8:54, 67 degrees. We have sunny skies. Mr. Kurd, thank you for joining us.
Glad
on
to be
this
here
Tuesday.
Today. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.